Welcome to the Rose and Dagger Podcast,
a podcast about writing fan fiction.
I'm Lauren, Kings of Everything on Tumblr and AO3.
And I'm Nick, Lewin Has AF on Tumblr and Yes is a World on AO3. Welcome, everybody, to the 60th episode of Rose and Dagger Podcast.
60?
I believe it's number 60.
That's crazy. It feels like it's been forever since we recorded, even though it hasn't been forever since we recorded. I don't know what that's all about. Episode 60.
Yeah.
Talking about age difference fic.
Yes.
I guess. Yeah. Or May-December romance.
It's like a weird, like, phrase.
It is a weird phrase. That's what I was, when I was, I was listening to a podcast, and it just happened to have an episode about May-December romances. And I was like, that is such a weird way of putting, like, an age difference. Like, yeah. But I think it comes from, like, December being, like, the end of the year. So, like, the end of your life.
Okay.
And then May being, like, spring, like, right before summer. So, it feels to me like May-December means, like, a big age difference.
Mm-hmm.
But also, yeah, I don't particularly like that, because it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But it's been in my head because I listened to that podcast.
So we got an ask. I have it in front of me.
Do you have it? Because I have it too.
Yep.
Okay.
It says, hi, I'd love it if y'all did an ep on age differences and how to write characters in a way where they feel their age but still slot together and make sense as a couple. I'm probably not explaining myself super well, but because Lauren is like royalty for this type of writing, I'm hoping you guys can discuss how you make a character feel their age but in a way that does not get in the way of an authentic connection with the other older/younger person. It's a good question.
It is a good question. I think to me, the most important thing is that it be realistic.
Yes.
And I think that where that fails people is when they don't know older people. Like, it's like their concept of someone, say, in their 50s is like an old grandparent,
right,
with a cane,
yes,
or something.
Yeah.
When, like, that just tell, like, if I like it sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. And I think to me, that's the most important thing about an older person, writing an older person. I think it's easier if you've been there,
mm-hmm.
if you are older. But that does not to say that, like, someone younger couldn't write an older person.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely think that they can and they have. It just is a matter of maybe doing some research.
Yeah. Or just, like, thinking about the people in your life who are, like, that age.
Yeah.
And realizing that, like, they are fully evolved people with, like, wants and needs and thoughts and...
Yeah. And things that they do.
Yeah.
And, you know, issues and, you know... I think the most important thing is not to think of an older person as only their age. Yeah. And I think that is where people can get caught up, because they like try to write them as older, and it's like that's it, then it comes across as like that's all they're writing,
right,
is like about their creaky knees and stuff. Or, you know, I mean, I like to focus on Louis's silver fox Enos.
Mm-hmm.
So I always, you know, mention his hair. If I write him as older, and even if I don't sometimes. But, you know, I don't write him as like struggling to like get out of bed. I mean, older people have sex too. Like, I feel like that's maybe not as often as they did in their 20s. But I think maybe the novelty has worn off as well. When you're a little bit older. Yeah, what are your thoughts?
Well, I should preface this by saying that I don't think I've written one.
I don't think you have either. I was thinking about that earlier, that like, why haven't you?
Yeah.
And why have I written so?
Yeah, I don't know why I haven't. I don't, I have nothing against them like at all. So I don't, I guess it just like hasn't come up in the dynamic that I've like written yet. But I think there's like a few different ways you can like approach it. Like, I feel like for some people, it's just like, for some people, I think it could be just like a kink.
Yeah.
Where you're not seeing them as a full person. You're just seeing them as like an old person or a young person. And you just are like attracted to that for whatever reason.
Yeah. And and nothing wrong with that. And more power to you if you want to write that.
Exactly. If that's what you're going to write, that's what you're going to write. I think that there's also the like, it just happens. Like, they don't mean to fall in love with a person that is a significant age difference. It just like happens because they just fall in love with a person and they just happen to be like older or younger.
Yeah. I think that's, I don't want to say better, but I guess I appreciate that more. Not that I don't appreciate, you know, just the smutty smut smut, but yeah. I think that if, like, the person asked, what did they ask again? Hold on. I have it right here. Oh, where they feel their age and still slot together and make sense as a couple. And I think that to do that, it's important for them to make sense as a couple. Like, it, yeah. The age is, like, secondary, and like, yeah, it's something that they deal with, but in like a realistic way.
So I was going to say that like the what I was specifically thinking of is like on one end there's like the kink,
right,
and on the other end it just so happens and it's mentioned, but it's never like dealt with. It's not like realistic. It's just like,
oh, okay, yeah,
it's just like so this, it could be a thing where it's just like mentioned that like their age is different, but it's not something they deal with or think about, or like it's like a, just like a detail that's thrown in.
Yeah.
And then you have the fix in the middle that are like, this is something that we realize like culturally can be frowned upon from both ends, because like the younger person could be seen as like a gold digger.
Yeah.
And the older person can be seen as like lecherous. And like sometimes there can be like a power imbalance happening. So there are things that as a couple they have to deal with. And if you're writing the kind of fic, which I think it sounds like this person is trying to write, where it's a thoughtful, like, how do these two people make sense together? Then I feel like those are sort of things that you, at least, even if you don't have them written in the fic, you need to sort of like think through like, how do they fit together as a couple? And what about like the younger person is the older person like looking for, and why is the younger person interested in an older person? Like, I just think that that stuff needs to be, like, thought out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they have in common?
Yeah. Yes.
I think a lot of people, and I'm going to generalize that it's probably younger people, are coming at the idea of an age difference with the, like, preconceived notion that they don't have anything in common, that you can't have anything in common with someone who's like 20 years older than you or 30 years older than you. And I think that when you know that that isn't true, that it makes it easier to like conceive of a relationship where you could have like where age could be like a secondary thing, where like you have things in common with somebody, you know, like a lot of things in common, like you like the same music, or maybe you both play guitar, or, you know, you both really like dogs. It doesn't matter. You have the same like political beliefs. And
Yeah, exactly.
Same senses of humor or whatever. You both love your families, like all that stuff. Is so much more important. And then, oh yeah, by the way, you're 25 years apart. Yeah. And I think like it, I think it just comes from experience and like knowing that that is a thing that happens in real life. Like when I was 18, I had a job as a waitress and everybody that I worked with was older than me. Like the next youngest person that worked there as wait staff was 10 years older than me. And I was friends with that guy. And I was friends with a woman who is 20 years older than me. And we were friends for years and years and years. Like our ages were, other than like them making fun of me because I wasn't old enough to legally drink.
Yeah.
Like that was our ages. We were coworkers. We were friends. We hung out, you know, we went to the beach on our days off, like stuff like that. We didn't, like I would say like back then I was 18 and I probably didn't have that much stuff in common with these people other than going out to bars and drinking, but like, you know,
yeah.
We still had stuff in common. Also, I didn't date any of them, but like we were friends. We had relationships in that manner. And like in once you get out of like school, in your job or whether you volunteer or whatever you do with your life, you're gonna be around people who are not the same age as you.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think that as you get older too, like those if you're in, I don't know, I'm going to throw out, like, if you're in fourth grade, then a fifth grader can seem, like, so much older than you.
It's true.
Or, like, you know, if you're a freshman in high school, like, a senior can feel like they're just, like...
Those people are adults.
Yeah. Like, it can feel like there's, like, a huge, vast difference there.
The biggest difference is, like, sixth grade to eighth grade. Because the sixth graders are, like, small children.
Yeah.
But then the eighth graders are like adult. They look like adults because they're like 14 years old and it's like you have them in the same school and it's like, that's freaky and weird, you know, like they're so much older, but it's just a couple of years and you're still growing.
Yeah, exactly. And like, because things are like, you know, like soccer teams when you're little are like parceled out by age in that way. Like, everything is sort of like you're only around your own cohorts, basically, you know, and then you're like thrown out into the real world and you're suddenly surrounded by people of all sorts of ages that like. Yeah, like when I had my first jobs in New York, like. I was friends with people who were like in their late 20s, early 30s. You know, and yeah, I don't know. I think that once you're like, and I think that like the older you get, the less age is even a thing. Like I genuinely couldn't even tell you the age of most of my friends who are like
right
in the real world, like around me. Like I genuinely have no idea. even how old they are. So, like,
it doesn't come up.
Yeah.
Because, like, what would it come up for? Unless it's your birthday.
Yep.
Or,
or there's, like, a retirement party.
Right. Or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. There's no reason for it to come up. Like,
yeah.
Like, just us, for example.
Yeah.
I've forgotten how old I am again. But I'm, like, 5 years older than you.
Yeah.
4.5. Yeah. And, like, I don't even, like, we don't, that's not something that we notice or, yeah. Like, you know. Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, you have, like, I have friends that, we have friends that are, like, decades older than us. And friends that are, like, decades younger.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the only time it ever comes up is, and I think with, like, specifically, I think Emu, because she's the youngest of our, like, group yeah. of writer friends, is, like, if we're talking about something, I don't know, like, oh, when we were growing up, this happened, and it's, like, you know, she wasn't alive for that.
Right.
Or something. And, like, yeah. and that's when that, that's the only time the age comes up, like,
yeah.
in real life.
Yeah.
Is when you're, you know.
Pop culture.
Oh, yeah, I was 2 yeah. when that happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yeah. And I feel like, but I feel like if you're, like, there are for sure, like, hip 65-70-year-olds who are, like, on TikTok, who, like, might be on the same TikTok you're on and are, like, getting the same reference points as, like, a 30-year-old or as a whatever-year-old, you know? So I think that, like, those, like, pop culture references from when you're little might not, like, carry through, but then, like, at a certain point it sort of, like, evens out again, and then you're just, like, all adults.
Yeah. And also, like, stuff. even like, in an age difference relationship, like, in a relationship where there's an age difference, if there is something like that where, like, they don't get your references or something, like, is that's not, like, a deal breaker, you know? Yeah. that can be like a sense, like, that's like a funny thing, like, you yeah. can kind of joke about, like, haha, I had to teach him how to use TikTok.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
I love age difference relationships, and I will say what's interesting to me is, in thinking about doing this episode, is that I can't think of anything like that in my real life. Like, I don't have that. My parents are, you know, a year apart. There's no one in my life that has a relationship like that. I just like to write it. Mm-hmm. I find it fun and interesting to write.
What about it is interesting to you?
I'm not sure, because I was thinking about this and maybe I'll come to it as I'm thinking about it now. But it started for me with just writing older Larry.
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted to write them older. And that for me was just like an exploration of writing just a different age of, you know,
mm-hmm.
Then for me, the first age difference idea I had was my soulmate fic. And it was going to be really hard for me in my head to write. And so I decided to write a different one. And that was when I wrote Always a Bridesmaid. And then I wrote my soulmate fic. And in both of those, Harry is younger. Did I write 50-30 first?
I don't know
either, but I want to say I did. Maybe it was all written at the same time.
Yeah.
2020. I went through an age difference idea. But I like the idea of people not, like, looking at the relationship from the outside and being like, that's weird. But on the inside, it's not weird. Like, yeah. It's, you know, it's you know, maybe they have like some things that they have to get past, or like in Say Something, 5030, it was like a big deal, you know, to Harry to be older. Whereas in Always a Bridesmaid, it's not.
Yeah.
Like it's not a big deal. I really don't know.
Like, for me, part of it is just like pushing back against this like purity culture of like, well, if there's more than a 2-year age difference, like then there's a power imbalance and like,
yes,
it's inherently wrong, which is total bullshit. And so to me, like the interest in like writing one is just to be like, you're wrong to people.
That is like the only thing that I can think of that makes sense to me, because like with 5030, it was like I wrote Alpha Louie, who's younger, and 50-year-old Omega Harry, and I thought nobody is gonna like this fic. It's gonna be like, and that just made me so happy. The idea that it was gonna piss off people, like thrilled me. And it turns out people actually really do like that fic.
Yeah.
But yeah, because like there's so many dumb ideas out there as far as like purity culture goes that just like I can only roll my eyes so hard.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think part of it is to push back against that and also to write an age difference where, you know, tell me what's wrong with this. You know what I mean? Like, read that and tell me that it's wrong. You know? I don't know. I think I feel that way about like when I wrote my cheating fic. You know?
Yeah.
Like, yes, horrible things were done by both of them, but you know, I feel like it was realistic and not, you know, and forgivable. Like, yeah. Yes, they made these horrible decisions, but they're forgivable, you know?
Yeah.
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 I want you to write an age difference fic now.
Yeah, I feel like there's just like so many places where like you could meet somebody, you know, you could be starting a new sport and they could be like also starting and or just like taking, you know, picking up tennis, picking up pickleball.
I thought about taking some swimming lessons. Like I know how to swim, but not like.
Yeah.
Properly.
Yeah.
Like that's how you could meet someone that way.
Yeah. Like I'm part of like a political committee, like in my area.
Yeah. So that's like a ton of different ages of.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and we're like always trying to get like younger people to come and be involved and like.
The food bank where I volunteer, it's almost all. Retired people.
Yeah.
Like I am one of the youngest people.
Yeah.
That volunteers there, and then my oldest child. So like they're right there. That's a way to meet people, and you have something in common. You know, you both want to give back to the community in the same way.
Yeah.
So, I have a friend or a friend of my parents who volunteers for the Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
And like is the person who drives the cats to the place where they get fixed.
Okay, yeah.
Made. Yep. So like, you know, what if like this person is just a volunteer and they like meet like a veterinary surgeon or something. Like mm-hmm. You can meet people in a million different ways.
Yeah, exactly.
And that like the things that we were listing, that gives them something in common, like already.
Mm-hmm. And I do think like the larger the age difference.
Yeah.
The more that there could be some side eye from strangers or
family,
friends, etc.
Society in general.
Yeah. So it feels like it could be something that like is like, I'm trying to think at like the age I am now, at like what like ends of the spectrum would be deemed like weird for me to like date by like outside society.
I think it really bumps into the as old enough to be your parent thing.
Yeah.
I think that's where society goes, aren't they old enough to be your father?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So I think that like, I don't know, I kind of like the idea of like people not even like realizing that it's like a thing until like a friend asks them, like
how old is that guy?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, hold on, let me ask him.
Yeah.
Because it's true, you don't go around asking people how old they are. That's just not,
yeah,
you know, that's just not a thing.
Yeah. I think it's interesting, like the finding people attractive thing. I wonder if I feel like I find myself attracted to like the same sort of general age person I am. Like at the age I am now, I don't think I ever see like an 18 to 21 year old where I'm like, oh, they're hot.
Yeah.
Like that no longer is something that like now, like I'm falling into like a gray haired, rugged,
yeah,
situation if I'm like interested in somebody. So like, I think that like, generally speaking, I think you're like what you're interested in might shift. And I wonder if that means that there's like, you know how, at least again, this is the way it is with me, like the more you get to know someone, the more attractive they are.
Yes.
And like, or like their personality enhances their looks or detracts from their looks, depending on like,
yeah,
if you're like into their personality or not. And so I wonder if some of that sort of like grows where like you're not like there's not always like an instant like love at first sight thing, but more of like a growing, like as you get to know them,
yeah,
then you suddenly think of them in a different way.
Yeah, like, you know, two people with a 20 years between them who, you know, maybe they both play D&D every week at the local comic book shop. And that's how they get to know each other. And they're, you know, playing Dungeons and Dragons and for like weeks and weeks and weeks, getting to know each other as a play. And then like, you know, everybody goes out for coffee afterwards or something. And it's like you're getting to know like a group of people. Maybe you click with like a certain person because you have a similar sense of humor or whatever. And then it's like months later, you're like,
you like watch them roll the die. Yeah. And you're like, their hands are really attractive. Like,
yeah.
And then
you become attracted to them,
yeah,
because you like them as a person and you like their sense of humor and you like, you know, having a conversation with them. And then like all of a sudden it's like their birthday and you're like, oh, happy birthday. How old are you? And they're like 53. And you're like, what is happening? You know, but, and I think that that's probably so much more realistic. Yeah. Like, the podcast that I was listening to, most of it was completely just like not applicable to this conversation that we're having. But they had an author on there who was in a relationship with a huge age difference, like close to 30 years. Mm-hmm. And which I guess that's not really huge, but it can be.
Yeah.
And they met when she was in her mid to late 20s and he was in his 50s. And they met because she wrote a book. There's a book out there. Can't remember what it's called, but she was a journalist, and she was like there to interview him, and like that's how they met.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't like they met in like a dating way, or mm-hmm. even because they really had anything in common. They met because she was there to do a job about his job, you know. And then they got to know each other, and they began dating, and they got married, and they had kids, and they are still together. He's in his 90s now, you know, and like, you know, they're still married and happy.
Yeah.
So one of the things that she said, which I do think it could apply to like Fick, is that she was always worried about him being older and like something happening to him and like him dying or something like that. And literally he's in his 90s now and still totally fine. Like not everybody, you know, dies at like 80 and or earlier. And, you know, also not to like bring down the like conversation, but people die at 30, you know, like, you know, you could get hit by a bus, like anything could happen. And I think that a lot of times with age differences, people are like, well, what if I get old? What if they get older? You know, and it's like, well, they are going to get older.
And so are you.
So are you. Exactly. And anything could happen.
Yeah. I mean, realistically, yes. Like, you're looking at like taking care of somebody if you're still like young and spry and they are like starting to lose some of their mobility or facilities or like whatever. But like realistically, that could happen to anybody at any age.
Yeah. And also realistically, I think that an older person being in a relationship with a younger person, that's going to give them a little bit of motivation to, you know,
stay
stretch every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay flexible. Get out and exercise, you know, to try to keep up.
Yeah.
Have we strayed away from the point?
No, I don't think so, because I think those are like realistic things that like could be brought up if you want to, you know. I mean, there's also like a huge difference between writing like 25, 35 year old versus like 50, 90 year old.
Yeah. You
know, those are going to be different dynamics that you're writing, like no matter what.
I would say that what amount of research would you put into a fic if you were going to set it on like a farm and you don't live on a farm and you've never lived on a farm? Like it's just a different type of life. It's a different thing that you maybe need to like look into, but also the ask is about an authentic connection with the other older slash younger person, making a character feel their age, but so that it doesn't get in the way. So mm-hmm. like just don't focus on that. I'd say focus on like the rest of the fic.
But also like my knees are terrible. I have really terrible knees, but truthfully, I've had terrible knees since I was a teenager. But so I have terrible knees. So like there are things that like I just cannot do. And if I were to date a younger person and they wanted me to go do squats with them, like I couldn't. My knees hurt.
Even if you dated an older person and they wanted you to go do squats with them.
Exactly.
That could happen too.
Yeah. So I think it's like, you know, like there's the old trope of like you slept wrong or you sneezed and now you're like neck hurts, which is something that like doesn't happen to like younger people necessarily. Or like
one time when I was 28 and I only know how old I know, I was 30 because of what baby I'm thinking of is I stretched my arm out. In bed, I was laying on my side and I stretched like the underneath arm out in front of me and I pulled something.
Yeah.
Like I was literally laying in bed.
Yeah.
And I pulled something. So like, you know,
a young spry person could sleep, but they're in like very odd positions and wake up fine. And like you know, if I tried to sleep in a V,
yeah,
like I would not be able to move the next day.
You would be in pain for days.
So I think that like there's things like that that you could like bring up as like realistic, like.
So like they go camping and they don't have an air mattress and yeah. You know, an older person is like, ow.
Yeah, and is like so sore the next day and like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's things like that that you can definitely like. That are like a realistic, as you get older, your body cannot necessarily do the same thing. Yeah.
So like if you go out on like a paddle boat, the next day, an older person is going to have like sore legs, whereas a younger person might just be like, bounce right back.
Yeah. So, and again, obviously like, you know, if that person is out paddle boating every day, that's not going to be the case. But like, you know, just think through, like, it doesn't have to be, like, a world-changing thing that is happening to them. They can just be, like, achy and need to take some Advil in the morning.
Right. And I think the way to avoid making it over the top or whatever is to just, like, sprinkle, like, in a way that does not get in the way, mm-hmm. is to just sort of sprinkle that stuff in.
Yeah.
Like, don't write a paragraph about, you know, their sore shoulder. Yeah. Just drop, you know, a line here or there.
Yeah.
Because I think the point is that an older person is just a person.
Yes.
And I think that if you just write a person, like, write the relationship, write the fic, don't worry about the age difference.
Yeah.
You can go back in and edit in like a few things here and there and make it obvious that one of them is older.
Yeah.
Like unless it's part of the story, like with 50-30, say something where like that's a major part of the story that Harry is older. Because he doesn't want to be with Louis because Louis is younger. He thinks it's a problem. Like, yeah. If it's not a major part of the story, then it doesn't really need to be brought up. Just like yeah. We were saying that, like, age doesn't really come up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's sort of like the same way that there's a thousand different, millions, billions, different people, you know, who all have different, like, lived experiences. Like, the way they are in their couple is going to be the same. Like maybe they are totally freaked out by it. And that's fine. It just needs to be addressed and there needs to be reasons why they want to be together. And like, obviously they're conflicted about it because there's also like things that they like about that person and reasons why they want to be together. So like, I feel like all that just needs to be shown so that we also understand, like, yeah, just be with this person, even though there is an age difference, which is separate than, I think I brought this up, like, very briefly before, but, like, the power dynamic thing is, like, just because somebody is older than you and has more lived experience than you does not mean they hold more power than you.
That's true.
They can, like, if you, like, you know, obviously, if you're like late teens, you know, feeling like you're an adult, but you're not actually an adult, like that's a separate, you know, with an adult, like that's a separate situation. Or like teacher student, you know, like there are actual like power imbalances.
Yeah.
You know, boss, employee, et cetera. But like also you can be an adult and have a power imbalance. Recognizes a power imbalance and still both want to participate without it being like coercion of any kind.
Yeah.
So like,
and like, I mean, you could even have like a younger person have more power in the relationship. Like you could have a younger person be an older person's boss. That happens.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You could have a younger person with a lot of money dating somebody who does not have a lot of money, which is a different kind of power imbalance.
Yeah.
You can have Yeah, there's all sorts of ways to, like, skew that.
And also, just because there's a power imbalance doesn't mean it's a bad thing.
Yes, exactly.
Like, that, I think power imbalances happen all the time.
Yeah.
In all sorts of relationships, in all sorts of ways.
Yeah.
It's probably important to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be aware of it, but that's life, man.
Yeah.
It's like famous, not famous.
Yes.
Everybody loves a famous, not famous fic. Well, I mean, maybe not everybody, but, you know.
Yeah.
And a famous person is going to have more power.
Mm-hmm.
No matter their age.
Yeah.
They've got more money. They've got more resources.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. But there's also, like, downfalls.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I feel like we've touched on everything.
Yeah.
Can you think of anything else?
The only thing I can think of that we haven't really touched upon is if there's, like, children involved. But I feel like in the same way that, like, friends or other family could have opinions on it, like, children could too. But, you know.
And that depends on the age of the children.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So. That's a whole different episode.
Yes.
Are we done?
We're done.
Okay. So that's been episode 60.
Thank you for asking.
Yes. Thank you for that. Because we have our next episode already planned.
Yeah.
Our next episode is going to be on time travel.
Woohoo.
Dun, it's very exciting. Yeah. So thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And send us more asks about more stuff. We love it.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
I'm Nick. Lewin has AF on Tumblr and Yes is a World on AO3.
I'm Lauren, Kings of Everything on Tumblr and AO3.
And thank you for listening to the Rose and Dagger podcast.
A podcast about writing fan fiction. Mm-hmm.